This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1034, Happiness is Not Enough, part 2, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Happy Wednesday to you, a happy World Mental Health Day if you're listening in real time, and welcome to an award-winning podcast where blogs are narrated to you for free with permission from the websites. Today's post comes from Mark Manson, and it's a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you're new here. And really quick, perfect for World Mental Health Day, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online counseling and therapy with licensed therapists from wherever you are and around your schedule. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's convenient, affordable therapy through text, chat, phone, or video. And we've got a special offer for our listeners. Try BetterHelp free for 1 week and start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours. Visit betterhelp.com/optimal to get started. That's betterhelp.com/optimal. Now, if you're all caught up, let's jump right into part 2 of the post and continue optimizing your life. Happiness is Not Enough, part 2 by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. How diversifying your emotions makes you a more resilient person. There's a concept in psychology called emotional diversity. Emotional diversity is just what it sounds like, experiencing a variety of emotions. And it turns out that people who experience a wide variety of both positive and negative emotions are a lot better off, both mentally and physically, than people who only experience a few emotions regularly, good or bad. Just like a more diverse stock portfolio is more resilient to large swings in stock values, the more diverse your emotional life is, the more resilient you are to the large swings in experience that life gives you. If you're comfortable with anger, you'll be able to call it up at the appropriate moments and use it. If you're comfortable with joy or guilt or grief, you'll be able to use those when you need to as well. A diverse emotional life isn't just made up of a few good and bad emotions. You can also have lots of emotional subcategories like amusement, joy, contentment, gratefulness, pride, love, hope, and anger, sadness, guilt, contempt, anxiety, disgust, embarrassment, and on and on. Researchers think that people who experience a wider range of these types of specific subcategories of emotions are more resilient in the face of adversity because they're better at identifying what triggers those emotions. And thus, if you know exactly what's making you feel the way you feel, it's a whole lot easier to react appropriately to it. People who practice a wide range of emotions are self-aware enough to know what triggers these emotions and then act accordingly. This makes them feel more in control of their lives, a huge factor in determining happiness and general well-being. More variety in emotional experience also gives you a greater application for just how transient emotions are. When you only allow yourself to feel one or two emotions all the time, you start to feel as though they are permanent or should be permanent. The world always sucks. Life is always great. You always feel guilty because you're a horrible person. You're always proud because you're narcissistic and to your own high school yearbook pictures. When you're stuck in these one emotion defines the world mentalities, you forget that emotions are transient, superficial things that don't necessarily mean anything. Emotional diversity shows us that emotions come and go. If you feel angry now, that's fine. You won't in a few hours. If you're happy now, that's great. Enjoy it because the next struggle is around the corner. If you feel guilty or sad, then that's okay too. Things will look up sometime in the near future. The question is then, how do we begin to diversify our emotional lives? Becoming an emotional ninja. The first step in achieving greater emotional diversity, simple self-awareness. Noticing and accepting what you feel when you feel it. This sounds so simple as to be stupid, but what you'll likely find is that if you've denied a certain emotion in yourself for long enough, you'll actually stop realizing when you're feeling it. I've talked before about identifying and unfusing from your emotions as one way to become more self-aware and to understand your emotions better. This is the next step, learning to identify the emotion and then separating your decision-making from the emotion. It's the difference between wanting to punch that fear in the face and actually doing it. Doing it is unacceptable. Feeling like you want to is a natural human reaction sometimes. Once you unfuse your emotions from your decisions, it often causes you to experience greater depth and complexity in your emotions. For example, you might feel depressed at some point, But if you unfuse from your depression and examine it more closely, you might find that you're also angry about the thing that's making you depressed. Now we're getting somewhere. Instead of just being a depressed schlub on the couch and resigning to the fact that life is meaningless and, oh, what's the point anyway? That anger can motivate you to do something about your situation, to not withdraw from life, but rather to engage with it. This is what being an emotionally well-adjusted person is all about. Not being happy or having some bubbling feeling of contentment all the time. It's about recognizing the layers of feeling going on inside you and utilizing them in ways that are helpful. Anger can lead to action. Sadness can lead to acceptance. Guilt can lead to change. Excitement can lead to motivation. Life is not about controlling our emotions. That's impossible. Emotions come and they go whether we want them to or not. Life is about channeling emotions, and each emotion is almost its own skill. Like learning to fight with nunchucks and swords, bow staffs and samurai swords are different skill sets within the realm of fighting, channeling each of our emotions for productive action is its own skill to be practiced and mastered through the experience of life. And once you master them all, you become an emotional ninja, able to adapt and silently slice through any adversity life throws at you. And then maybe you skateboard through the sewers and eat a lot of pizza too. You thought the Ninja Turtles was just a kid's show? Come on, man. There's a deeper lesson there. They represent the mastery of each class of life's emotions. Raphael is anger, Donatello is curiosity, Leonardo is insecurity, Michelangelo is pizza. Master them all and master yourself, hence Master Splinter. Dude, where are you going? I'm serious here. Don't hit the stop button just yet. I'm just getting started. The pizza is a metaphor for the multi-layered consumption of your own existential meaning and existence, and each emotion, read Ninja Turtle, consumes it differently. Fine, I'm done. Cowabunga, dude. And namaste, face. You just listened to part two of the post titled Happiness is Not Enough by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. And he's the author of the highly reviewed book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving AF. You can find that on his website or on Amazon. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It is World Mental Health Day today. No better time to think about BetterHelp, which offers online counseling and therapy with licensed therapists from wherever you are and around your schedule. BetterHelp makes it really convenient. There are 4 communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, and it's available on desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. It's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling and therapy with licensed therapists with broad expertise. Plus, it's easy to change counselors if needed, so you can find the one that's right for you. And this is actually affordable with financial aid available. And I have a special offer just for you. Try BetterHelp free for 1 week and start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours, go to betterhelp.com/optimal to get started. That's betterhelp.com/optimal. And a big thank you to them for sponsoring this podcast. I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a very happy rest of your day. And I'll be here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.